Good afternoon. I'm calling to order the meeting for May 22nd for the San Diego Civic Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund. Can I have a roll call, please?
Chair Vasquez, Secretary Robinson, Treasurer Kilkenny, and Directors Geisler, Jenkins, and Russell are present. Director Shaw is expected, and Directors Rath and Avila are excused.
Thank you. Item number two, non-agenda public comment.
There are none.
Item three, disclosures, ex parte communications. None. About item four, potential agenda items. All right, moving on to consent.
Chair, if the committee is amenable to it, I'd like to move items 6, 7, and 9 to the consent calendar. If I don't know if we have any speakers on those.
Is there a second for that? Second? Okay, so please vote on that.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. So then moving on to item number 8. Mr. Lengel. Before you start, I know you're going to do this, but we've got a big agenda today, so if you can kind of, we've heard other projects on the YMCA. I think we all like them and stuff, but we still would like to hear some of it, but let's try to make it quick. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Michael Engel, Vice President Civic San Diego. This item before you is an initial recommendation in support of a new markets tax credit loan to YMCA of San Diego County in support of the acquisition and renovation of a 25-unit apartment complex in Escondido that will provide housing for youth that are at risk of homelessness. The project sponsor is within the Y is their Youth and Family Services Division. And this program provides homeless youth aged 12 to 26 with immediate assistance and basic needs in support of both housing and services to address those that are at risk of homelessness. The project, as noted, is acquisition rehab of a unit complex in Escondido. It's 25 units with a mix of 2 bedrooms and 1 bedrooms, and it will serve 46 vulnerable low-income youth. The plan is to acquire the property in June with a transaction looking to close by July. And the project budget does include $125,000 for tenant relocation for the current tenants. This is the project location. It is essentially at the 15 freeway and the 78 freeway in Escondido. As you're aware, the fund is required to make at least 75% of its investments in high distress communities. This location qualifies as high distress. It has a median family income of only 55% of the area median. In terms of project benefits, 17 units will serve child welfare-involved youth, and they actually have 6 bedrooms that will target youth aged 18 to 26 that have housing instability but are not eligible for child welfare funding. If the initial investment is targeted $8 million, if closed at that amount, there would be funds for our closing of $240,000 to cover our costs. And then ongoing costs, there'd be $60,571 a year over 7 years to cover our ongoing asset management costs. The Fund Advisory Board did meet on April 11th, and they voted unanimously to recommend approval funding for the project for up to $10 million. This is a summary of our allocation. We have received $133 million to date. We only have about $4 million available. However, we are waiting. We should hear this week or next week of a new award. If we receive a new award, we would look to fund up to the $10 million. If by chance we do not get an award, we at least have $4 million available, and the Y is confident we could find another partner with an award to get the project funded. That completes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do you have any speakers on it? No. Director Kilkenny.
Thank you, Chair. I just would like to make a motion to support and just say how enthusiastic I am about this project. I know the statistics are staggering about transition age youth coming out of foster care who don't have a place to live, and they're likely to end up in jail or on the streets. So there are many projects that are worthy of New Market tax credits, but few as worthy as this one. So I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to partner with the YMCA, and I hope everyone supports it. Thanks.
Director Russell.
Well, he stole my second there, but I'm happy to. We can all second that, I think. No, I will second the comments also by the maker of the motion. That this is a critical area where we need assistance, where youth homelessness is just is a deep problem, and that homelessness at that age leads to a lifetime, perhaps, of housing instability. I don't think there's a better way we could intervene in a positive way. This is a kind of project I'd like to see us do more of, and I'm happy to third the motion. Mm-hmm. We'll be supporting it.
Thank you. More speakers? So we have a first and a second. Please vote.
The motion passes with Director Robinson voting no.
Thank you. It was on consent. Okay. All right, so this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.